Shabbat Shalom. This week we get the Parsha of Moses' great success. Pharaoh finally says, fine, get out. But that's not how it started. I want to go back to last week to understand how Moses made it to here. How Moses was able to keep going to Pharaoh and saying, let my people go, even though each time, after each plague, Pharaoh still seems unwilling to let it happen. Where does Moses get the stamina to do this? But first, I'm going to need some help from the first row over here. Can someone here explain to me what's an epic fail? What would that be?
Disappointment that you messed up of something.
Okay, but what makes it epic?
Fail.
Thanks. All right. Epic, if you are bored after Shabbat and you go home and you search on YouTube, epic fail, you will get great videos of things going horribly wrong. Not a little wrong, but a lot wrong. Last week, Moses, after the burning bush, after seeing and experiencing God and finally believing that he is the man who is going to end slavery for his people after hundreds of years, goes back to Egypt, stands up to his people, to the Jews, and says, I'm here to lead you out of Egypt. I'm the God. And they say, get out. We don't believe you. You're going to make it worse. Please stop. It's, in every sense of the word, an epic fail. Afterwards, Moses says, God, what should I do? And God says, go tell Pharaoh, let the people go. And Moses says, God, how is Pharaoh going to listen to me? My own people just rejected me. And God gives a very godly answer, which is basically no answer. God basically repeats himself. God says, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Now the rabbis are confounded by this because we have a problem. God, when God speaks, is supposed to tell us new things. God just can't repeat everything that God already said. So what is going on here? What is the message? And to understand, I gave you one interpretation in the back of the pew bulletin. But to understand how I took it, I'm going to tell you a very short story. One summer, I was a Rosh Eidah, a unit head at a Camp Ramah back east. And we had a problem. There was a bat in the bunk. I am terrified of bats. They are ugly, scary looking things. And they go very small and get very big on their own, if you've ever seen a bat. Well, I'm glad they're not scary for you. Next time I will call you. The counselors come to get me because I was the unit head. I was the guy in charge. And they say, there's a bat in the bunk. And my first instinct was, well, I'm not going in there then. But I had a moment of clarity when I realized I was the only guy. It didn't matter how inadequate I was or how scared I was. I was the only, it was my mission, my purpose was to solve this problem so these kids could go to sleep. So I picked up my tennis racket and something else to swat at the bat. And somehow I convinced the bat to leave the bunk despite the fear. And the reason I tell this story is not just to imagine ridiculous me in my pajamas and a tennis racket swatting a bat. But it is to tell you, I think in that moment I understood what God was telling Moses. God was telling Moses, it doesn't matter how much you just failed. It doesn't matter how hard you think it's going to be. It doesn't matter how impossible you think saving the Jews from Pharaoh is. That is your purpose and that is your mission. And that is what's going to give you the strength to do it. So Moses doesn't question again. Moses stands up and goes to Pharaoh, let my people go. And 10 plagues worth of no's and rejections until Moses finally gets the answer he wants, but it's that clarity of purpose. So this Shabbat, most of us probably don't hear the explicit direct word of God, and if you do, we should talk. But if we reach inside, I think we can understand a clarity of purpose and mission. If we reach inside ourselves, we can understand what our gifts are, what our purpose is in this world, and how we can do it. And no matter how impossible it may seem, remember that a guy with a speech impediment went to the greatest king of the time and said, free your slaves because I said so. And he did. Shabbat Shalom.